Thus, The King of Heaven,
the King of Heaven,
Devarishaya,
Devarishaya,
of the saints,
of the saints,
Narada Muni,
Narada
Madaya,
Madaya,
honoring,
honoring,
Vachaha,
Vachaha,
the words,
the words,
Anantapriya,
Anantapriya,
for one who is very dear,
for one who is very dear,
very dear,
to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Can you hear? Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
Translation. When the great saint Narada Muni had thus spoken, King Indra, being respectful to Narada's words, immediately released my mother. Because of my being a devotee of the Lord, all the demigods circumambulated her. Then they returned to their celestial kingdom. Please repeat after me. When the great saint Narada Muni,
when the great saint Narada Muni,
had thus spoken,
had thus spoken,
King Indra,
King Indra,
being
respectful
to Narada's words,
Narada's words,
immediately released my mother.
Immediately.
Because of my being a devotee,
because of my being a devotee
of the Lord,
of the Lord,
all the demigods
circumambulated her.
Then they returned,
then they returned
to their celestial kingdom.
Hare Krishna.
Is there a translation going on for Hindi and Bangla? Does anyone require Hindi, Bangla translation? Everyone understands English? I notice with Jayataka Swami Maharaj, he always makes sure there's a translation. Even if one person doesn't understand, he makes sure they can understand. What about the Matajis? Also looks like not understanding English. Some facility could be there. At least for the male devotees, we have a translation. Going on? Chalangin? Purport. Although King Indra and the other demigods are exalted personalities, they were so obedient to Narada Muni that King Indra immediately accepted Narada Muni's words concerning Prahlad Maharaj. This is called understanding by the Parampara system. Indra and the demigods did not know that a great devotee was in the womb of Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. But they accepted the authoritative statements
of Narada Muni and immediately offered their respects to the devotee by circumambulating the woman in whose womb he was living. To understand God and the devotee by the parampara system is the process of knowledge. There is no need to speculate about God and his devotee. One should accept the statements of a bona fide devotee and thus try to understand. Ityuktastam vihayan rog devashir manayana ananta priya bhaktyai nam arikram ya divam kyo. Om gyanachanandasya dhinanjana shalakaya chakshurumitam jena tasmai shri guruya shri chaitanya namaskar stapitam yena bhutale svayam bhuta
of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world 13 times. This is when he was past the age of 70. And even though he was traveling continuously, answering correspondence from disciples, more than 5,000 pieces of correspondence, and dealing with so many managerial matters, and dealing with lecturing constantly, despite all this, he daily made 2 or 3 hours minimum in his daily routine to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is his life's work. And Srila Prabhupada said that these purports are my ecstasies. So we're so fortunate that we have the opportunity to hear directly Srila Prabhupada's ecstasies from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, then read my books. And this daily Bhagavatam class is a time for all of us to have darshan of Srila Prabhupada together. We hear of many instances when in Mayapur, devotees would go to meet Srila Prabhupada for darshan, and Prabhupada, it would be the highlight of their lives to meet Srila Prabhupada. I'm sure also here in Kolkata, in Prabhupada's room, many devotees would take the opportunity to have darshan of Srila Prabhupada, and it was a highlight in their life. And we have a great opportunity by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of his followers to hear Srila Bhagavatam from Srila Prabhupada, his purports, to directly hear the ecstasies of Srila Prabhupada, so we can have darshan of Srila Prabhupada on a daily basis. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So today, in the Bhagavatam discussion, we're going to discuss the process for receiving knowledge. The process of receiving knowledge is primarily inquiry, prashna, making a question, prashna ushna, perfect questions and perfect answers. Those questions are about what? What are the questions about? They are from whom? From whom we should inquire? And what should the mood of that inquiry be? And what is the result of improper inquiry? And what is the result of proper inquiry? This will be the topic of discussion today. Before we begin today's discussion, let us briefly review the chapter. Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. So, going back a few chapters, we hear of a great battle between Lord Varahadev and Hiranyakashipu's brother, Hiranyaksha. Now, isn't the case with all battles with Lord Vishnu, who is the winner? Lord Vishnu. As a result, Hiranyaksha Mardenge, Margaya, he died. He left his body. Now, Hiranyaksha was the Choti Bhai, the small brother of Hiranyakashipu, Padabhai. Now, Hiranyaksha was such a great Choti Bhai that whatever he would capture in the universe, he would not try to enjoy for his own pleasure. He would bring it to his Padabhai, right? His big brother. Here, Padabhai, ye cheez aap ke liye, aap lijiye. So, Hiranyakashipu, Bhadabhai, bahut her son, huh? The Lord prayed him. He was so pleased. He had so much love for his younger brother, Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha, Bahut Priya, was very dear to Hiranyakashipu. As a result, when Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu Bahut Krodit Lenge, he became very angry. Vishnu has killed my brother, Hiranyaksha! So angry. First of all, he pacified all of his relatives. His mother and all the other relatives that were crying, Hiranyaksha's died. They were in great misery and anxiety. So first Hiranyakashipu pacified all of them and actually spoke Bhagavatam philosophy. Actually, the body is temporary. That for the soul, there's neither birth nor death at any time. The soul does not come into being, has not come into being, and will not come into being. He's unborn, eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. The soul is not slain when the body is slain. So Hiranyakashipu is preaching this knowledge of the soul to the family members. And as a result of his expert preaching, the family members became pacified. Shankijiya, right? They became peaceful. But Hiranyakashipu was boiling inside that Vishnu had killed his brother, and he vowed to have revenge on Vishnu. So then Hiranyakashipu was terrorizing the universe, kicked Indra off of his throne, sat on his throne, and then said, "Now I will do the most severe austerities so I can get all of the power." And Hiranyakashipu began performing the most austere penances. He was standing on his tiptoes with his hands in the air. Now, I don't know how many of you have tried this. I have tried this. I made an experiment to see how long I can do. So first I tried, and I went up on my tiptoes, and I fell over. Side. I tried again. Other side. Forward, back. And then finally, I maintained some balance. But then, these muscles, you know, in the back, the calves, they started paining. After just like a few moments, I had to give it up. But Hiranyakashipu, he maintained this for thousands and thousands of years. And as a result of his intense austerities, an anthill came around him. He was not moving, and all the ants, the red ants, just were eating him alive. I was reading one purport yesterday about, maybe we were all reading it, a couple of days ago, a snake, a sarp, goes inside of an anthill, and the red ants immediately attack, and within an hour or so, that snake is completely eaten alive. Very painful. So Hiranyakashipu went through the same thing. All the skin, all the fat, all the blood, all the pus and the mucus and everything in his body, this kapha, pitta, vayu, everything. Vayu is staying. He maintained the air within his body by his austerities. He was just a skeleton and bones. And flames were coming out of the top of his head. and inundating the entire universe and creating so much horrible inconvenience for the demigods. So Lord Brahma appeared on his swan carrier. Lord Brahma was there with his four heads and he offered Hiranyakashipu benedictions. Hiranyakashipu said, "I want to be immortal." And Lord Brahma said, "I cannot give that benediction to you. Even I am not immortal. Ask for something else." So this is the procedure that is going on. And of course, we all know the story, the benedictions that Hiranyakashipu asked for. That I will not be killed inside the building or outside the building. I will not be killed in the daytime or the nighttime. I will not be killed by any weapon. I will not be killed by any demigod or any being. I will not be killed by any animal. Like this, not in the daytime, not in the nighttime. As Hiranyakashipu was performing these austerities, the devatas, Indra, leading them, took the opportunity to kidnap Kayadhu, who is the wife of Hiranyakashipu. Now, to marry someone like Hiranyakashipu, one is probably not the most saintly, right? Not necessarily, maybe she's saintly, but probably not. We hear in the pastimes of Ramayana, we hear Ravana's wife, his chief wife was called Mandodari. And there was one that was called Shapely Buttocks. Maybe that was just in the translation I had read. Point being, the Indra and the demigods kidnapped Kayadhu because she was pregnant. She was carrying the child of Hiranyakashipu. And they were thinking that because Hiranyakashipu is so demoniac, that the child inside the womb must also be a great demon. So let us take Kayadhu. Let us capture her. And when she gives birth, then we will kill the child. Sounds a little like Kamsa, right? Kamsa, Vasudeva, Devaki, same strategy. Kill the child when the child is born. As they're dragging Kayadhu away, she's crying out like a cuckoo bird, a cuckoo bird in great distress. Oh no! Oh no! And Narada Muni hears her cries of distress. So Narada Muni appears on the scene. Narada Muni, Acharya, Narada Muni. And he tells the demigods, "My dear demigods, you cannot kill the child in the womb. Because the child in the womb is actually not a demon. The child in the womb is a great devotee. It's not possible. Even if you tried, you could not kill such a child. Great devotee, Mahabharat." Which brings us to today's verse, in which Narada Muni says, Vihaya Indra, you should release her, O Indra. Let Kayadhu go. Release her. Devarshi Manayam Vacha. So because Devarshi Narad, he gave this Vacha, he gave this instruction, because of the great status of Narada Muni as a great devotee, Indra and the other demigods had so much respect for his words that Manayan, they were obedient. They honored his words. Ananta Priya Bhaktyayanam They say, Ananta Priya, Ananta, unlimitedly Priya, unlimitedly dear, for one who is so dear to the personality of Godhead, Bhaktya, because of the devotion, this woman, they offer parikrama. Parikramya vibhava yayo. So just like we do parikrama around Tulsi Maharani every morning. Yani kani chapa pani brahma hatyani kani cha kani kani brahma shanti pradakshina hapare kare. Every step, sins are destroyed. That the sin of killing a brahmana, the sin of killing a cow, and destroyed by parikrama of Tulsi Maharani. And Tulsi Maharani is a very great devotee of the Lord. So similarly, the demigods, they knew they would destroy so many sins by doing parikrama around Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, because Prahlad is in the womb. Now, Prahlad's classmates are inquiring, how you learned all these things? So he's saying, I learned in my mother's womb. And this is why this discussion is going on. So, getting back to the process of inquiry, what should be inquired about? The birds are asking inquiry, chip, 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 chip. Where is worm? Where is worm? I met some young people in the park yesterday during my walk. They said, can we ask you a few questions? I said, oh, inquiry, very good. So they were asking me about Janma and karma and why this current event happened, where such a tragic crime occurred to this girl. What did she do? The process of karma. And I said, what are your activities? What are you doing here in Calcutta? They said, we have passed out of college and we're looking for employment. We're looking for a job. So all day long they're asking, where is job? Where is job? The bird is asking, where is worm? Where is worm? They're asking, where is job? Where is job? Practically same thing. So this kind of inquiry is not the best inquiry. Then we go to the marketplace. People say, how much is the sabji? How much is the atta? How much is the dudh? Dudh wala is selling milk, how much? Now Chaturmas says, come, maybe the price of green vegetables will go down. Green leafy vegetables must go down because everyone is fasting for Chaturmas. So what is the price of this? What is the price of that? This is another kind of inquiry. But this is not the kind of inquiry that is recommended in the Shastras. Shastra recommends Atato Brahma Jigyasya. Now is the time to inquire about the absolute truth. Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why do I have to die? What happens when I die? And how to go back to the spiritual world? So, why do we have to inquire from someone about this? Why can't we just speculate? But each living entity, like we're all conditioned, we have four defects. We have imperfect senses, we make mistakes, we have a cheating propensity, and we're subjected to illusion. So because of these reasons, we cannot merely speculate. So from whom should we inquire to find out the answers to the important question, to attain the goal of life, to go back home, back to Godhead? Evam parampara prakta imam raja shayoginu sapala meha mahata yonashkara parantapa. We should inquire from someone in disciplic succession. Someone who knows the truth and has heard this truth from their teacher, and that knowledge is passed down from teacher to student, guru to shishya, guru to shishya, guru to shishya. This knowledge is coming down in an unbroken chain. Just like a ripe, juicy mango is at the top of the tree. You cannot just throw the mango down to the bottom of the tree. it will splat. It will go all over the place. It will make a big mess. We have to hand the mango down from one branch to the next. One branch to the next, carefully hand it down. This is the process of parampara. Tadvedi paripatena parikrashtena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanas tatvadarshana. Tatvadarshana. Tatva means truth, and darshana means to see. Just like when we have darshan of Sri Sri Radha Govinda in the mandir, we're seeing Radha Govinda, or Radha Govinda is seeing us. Similarly, tatva darshana. We should inquire from those people who have seen the truth. And what is that process? Tadvadi pranipatena. We should very humbly and submissively purish prashnena sevaya. We should do prashna. We should inquire and ask questions, and we should render service. Primary service in our mission of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prithivateya Chaitanya Nagarani Gram Sarva Chukachara Hoyvin Ramanam is to help spread this chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parajet. That in the age of Kali, it's just dosha nidhe. It's an ocean of faults. But within this ocean of faults, there's one good quality. And that one good quality is this chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
So what is the mood? The mood of inquiry is one should be very submissive. One should have great regard for the words of the great souls. As we see in today's verse, demonstrated by Indra and the other demigods. They say, Manyan, we're going to respect those words. So that should be our mood of inquiry. Manyan, we should respect the words. This way we would have the greatest benefit. We should be submissive. We should not be challenging. What is the result of someone who's challenging? We hear one pastime, Srila Prabhupada was lecturing in the Western countries. I believe it was in Paris. And the audience of students were very, very challenging. And Prabhupada was saying, we should practice devotional service, chant Hare Krishna, and attain the human goal of life, and at least Neha Vikramanaso Stipar Tavaya Vidite Swabhava Siddharma Sidrayate Mahato Vayat, at least get a human form of birth in the next life. If we waste our human form of life, we may take birth as a cat, or a bird, or a frog, or a tree, or a dog. And one boy raised his hand, and Prabhupada said, yes. And the boy said, I would like to take birth as a dog. And Prabhupada said, you have my blessings. So this is the result of improper mood of inquiry, challenging mood. We should, because Narada Muni is a great personality, Indra and the demigods, they were very eager to hear his words and accepted his words. But unfortunately in today's society, especially Western culture, Gandhi was asked, what do you think of Western culture? And his reply was, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Meaning there is no Western culture. In Hindi, we have tum and ap. Tum means less you, but less respect. Ap means very much respect. Ap. In English, there's only one you. That means no respect. Don't respect anybody. So this culture of respect is very important. The Indra and the demigods, Mahan Vachaha, you're giving this great. great speech, you're a great personality, we respect you, we hear your words. As a result, Parikramyam Divangayo, as a result, we do parikrama around Kayadu and get the benefits of circumambulating the Mahabharata Prahlad Maharaj. So this mood of respect is very, very important in inquiry. As a result of proper inquiry, there's great benefit. Just like if you have a husband who is potent and you have a wife that is fertile, they come together in union and as a result, they get a child. So similarly, you have someone who inquires submissively and is obedient. And then you have a guru who is respectable and who is potent spiritually. When they come together, the result is the disciple will get bhakti. Bhakti mama vijayanti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadvartamam. And as a result of him getting bhakti, he'll go back to the spiritual world. You get that transmission of spiritual knowledge. That transmission of spiritual knowledge is so important. And what is the symptom that one has accurately received spiritual knowledge? Yesterday, when I was speaking with these kids in the park, they were asking me so many questions. I was giving them so many answers. I was telling them the Yuga Dharma. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevana, Tira, Nita. That we should come together congregationally, Sankirtan, as a group, here in Mandir, and chant,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare.
But are they here this morning? No. That meant that the transmission of knowledge did not fully take place. How do we know? Because there has been no transformation. For the transmission of knowledge to take place fully, we must see some transformation in the heart of those who are seeking to receive that knowledge. We see in case in point, another disciple of Srila Narada Muni. Narada Muni and his friend Parvat Muni were traveling, flying through the sky above the area of Allahabad, where we have Kumbh Mela. They spotted down below one hunter. He was shooting animals, but only half killing them and causing them great pain. The birds, the peacocks, Kargosh, everyone was experiencing great pain and agony. They were just flapping on the ground and suffering and suffering. Narada Muni and Parvat Muni, they came down and regarding seeing Narada Muni, his wonderful effulgent form, his consciousness became somewhat purified, and he inquired from Narada Muni who he was. And Narada Muni explained, and I'm traveling on behalf of the Lord, and I see you are killing the animals, and you are only half killing them. Why? And Mukhari said, this is the way my father did it. I learned from him, and it gives me great pleasure to see the animals suffering in pain. And Narada Muni said, this is not good. The terrible things will happen to you. The law of karma is there. Just as you are making them suffer, you will also have to suffer. And by Narada Muni's mystic potency and power, Mukhari could have a vision. He could see in his future all those animals that he had killed coming back to him the birds pecking out his eyes, and even the foxes and other jackals, and even the kargosh coming, giving him great suffering. He became afraid. His potency of God was reaching. He became afraid. He said, "What should I do?" And Mahalo said, "Give up your bow. Break your bow." Akadanush Karad. Break your bow. And the guy said, "If I break my bow, how will I survive? How will I feed my family?" Narada said, "Just do what I say." And because of the potency of Narada Muni, the guy's heart was transformed and he broke his bow. And he began chanting, "Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Narada Muni and Parvati Muni, they left. 1 year passed. After 1 year, Shula Narada Muni and Parvati Muni were again flying over that same place. And Narada Muni said, "Let us go see my disciple, Murgari." Parvati Muni said, "Yes, let us see how he's doing." So they landed and they saw Murgari. And when Murgari saw Narada Muni and Parvati Muni, he was so happy. He went running forward to offer his dandavat obeisances at the lotus feet of Narada Muni. Tears were flowing from his eyes in happiness like torrents of rain. He was trembling. But as he came forward, he stopped suddenly. And he bent down to the ground. And with his cloth, he began to brush the ground. And Parvati Muni said, "What is he doing? What is he doing? Kya karega?" Narada Muni said, "Look, there are ants. Chiti. Choti chiti. Chiti chiti. Choti chiti. Small ants on the ground. And he doesn't want to kill the ants. His heart has become purified by the loud chanting of Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare."
Narada Muni and Parvati Muni smiled and blessed Murgari and continued their journey to spread Krishna consciousness to more and more living entities all over the universe. Thus we see that by sincere inquiry and mood of service and humility, honoring the words of the great souls, just like Indra and the demigods are honoring Narada Muni's words in today's verse. And Indra and the demigods are, as a result, transforming their behavior, letting Kayadu go, releasing her, and circumambulating her, and attaining all the benefits of circumambulation. The Mahabharata devotee of the world. So this is a very wonderful description and demonstration and example of the process of inquiry when properly applied. Today we discussed the What should be the proper form of inquiry? What should we inquire about? The goal of human life. From whom should we inquire? Someone in the Parampara system. Someone who is Tattva Darshana, someone who has knowledge. What should the mood of inquiry be? Humble, submissive, with a desire that one's heart should become transformed. And the result of improper inquiry will not give the proper results, will not bear fruits. And the result of proper inquiry is one can attain the goal of human life. There are so many Nirbharis in the world today, but we see that hundreds and thousands of them have been transformed by Narada Muni's representative, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he converted meat eaters, woman hunters, intoxicants, and gamblers to the path of bhakti. He turned hippies into happies. And we're all so fortunate to be here today in his birthplace and have the opportunity to, on behalf of his disciples and followers, offer him some glorification with this wonderful Jaladutta Utsav that is coming up in a very short time. Prabhupada said to his disciples that you should do something wonderful in my birthplace. And now we're having that opportunity. A stadium filled with thousands of people from more than 100 countries internationally, coming together with all the leaders of ISKCON and GBC converging on Prabhupada's birthplace to glorify him. It's a great opportunity to do something wonderful. The world is watching. The rest is up to us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Question or comment?
I'd like to ask if there are any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your class. My question is, is there any incarnation that Lord has not yet given darshan for us? Just like Lord Chaitanya.
Is there any incarnation?
Yeah, apart from this darshan avatar, like Lord Chaitanya, he came just 500 years ago.
Yes, there are incarnations that have not been revealed to us. It is mentioned that the Lord will incarnate in every species of life. There's a born incarnation that we have seen. But every species Lord incarnates. There's a Kargosh incarnation that you have not seen. So in this way, there are so many. Our Bhagavatam lists 10 principal avatars. I believe total 22 are mentioned. But 10 principal. But Bhagavatam, our Bhagavatam in this material world, Bahut Chhota Hai, it's very small. Seems big when we see it, huh? But compared with the Bhagavatam in the spiritual world, our Bhagavatam is just like a trailer. So, yes, there are many species we have not seen because the Lord incarnates in every species of life. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Let's end here. Raja Raja Shiva Bhagavatam Ki. Shiva Prabhupada Ki. Yeah.